The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, it is 10 past 9 o'clock here on WPHM on this Tuesday morning. Ukraine is now into the second year of defending itself against Russian forces. One of the most dangerous areas in Ukraine now is the area of Bakhmut, where President Volodymyr Zelensky has vowed not to back down. Joining us right now with the latest on that standoff is ABC News foreign correspondent Inez Delicatera. Inez, good morning.
Good morning. That's right. Yeah, so Ukrainian President Zelensky making headlines by saying he will not back down from Bakhmut. There was some speculation that maybe the Ukrainians would decide to give up that town so as to regroup and then confront the Russians or be in a better position to confront the Russians on different fronts. But Zelensky saying he consulted with his generals and that they've decided not to withdraw. Lots of questions as to why I think, the Ukrainians are so determined to keep Bakhmut. So Bakhmut is a city in eastern Ukraine that has been the site of really intense fighting there between the Russians and the Ukrainians. It's right on the border. It's on the Ukrainian side, but you've got the Russians, it's right there next to the Russian-controlled territory, which includes Luhansk and Donetsk. But it's not a city that's of strategic importance militarily, necessarily. So the Russians want it because they've been making incremental gains. And if it falls, it'll be the first Ukrainian town in 8 months to fall to the Russians. So they want to tout that as a win. And on the flip side, the Ukrainians do not want to give it up for that same reason. They don't want to hand Russia this win, and they want to show that they can push back the Russians. But Zelensky was under a little bit of pressure from some who were saying, there's no reason. It's not of strategic importance. And so there's no reason why we should be, engaged in such intense fighting for something that doesn't matter strategically, militarily.
Sounds like Zelensky is definitely listening to his top military brass because they are, in favor of continuing this standoff and defending Bakhmut, aren't they?
That's right. Yeah. So he's, that there was some reporting in some Kyiv, some Ukrainian media that there were some generals who were frustrated with Zelensky. There were some reports that some Ukrainian soldiers were reportedly frustrated as well, that they were running out of supplies, that they just didn't understand why there was such a push to hold Bakhmut. But Zelensky, in making this announcement, said he had consulted with his generals and they all seem to be, walking the same line. And they think, they're going to double down and try to push back the Russians. I will point out the U.S. Defense Secretary, he's on a trip heading over to the Middle East right now, but he was asked by reporters about Bakhmut, and he said very openly that it's not of strategic importance, but it's of symbolic importance to the Ukrainians. He also said that he didn't feel that, that losing Bakhmut would necessarily have an impact on the map and on, the fact that the Ukrainians have been successful in holding off the Russians. But Zelensky, kind of ignoring that pressure and deciding to double down on Bakhmut.
Well, those moral victories can be very important, certainly to stand strong against the Russian forces there could mean a lot. And I appreciate your reporting. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.